story. Yesterday, we left a most dramatic situation. Dr. Benson had just told Max Tilly that he was pretty sure he knew what was the cause of Mary's violent illness, and he revealed that cause to be poison. But how and why it happened, he didn't say. What effect this information had on Max, we don't know. We can believe, however, in view of Max's previous distracted condition over Mary's illness, this news was not very encouraging. Meantime, we've been awaiting to hear what effect Mary's continued serious state is having on other people in Sanders. And we pick up our story today at the home of Phyllis and Danny. Danny is still in Chicago, so far as we know, and much of the care of running things has fallen upon the shoulders of Daddy Stratford and Phyllis. They are discussing the situation with John Fowler.
Well, I've never seen a man look so bad in my life.
Poison, eh? Mm. It's funny. Max didn't say any more?
Not a word. He was quiet as a clam.
I think I'll go over and talk to Doc Benson about it. Max may be all wrong about this. You know how he's been acting the past week.
You keep away from Doc Benson. He's got enough trouble on his hands with Mary and Max without answering your crazy questions.
Say, who said my questions were crazy?
I said so. Alfred Gulliver Stratford. Besides, it's none of your business, John Fowler.
No, I like that. None of my business. Say, who do you think carries the load of this whole thing? If Mary doesn't get well and Max goes out of his head, answer me that.
Why, John Fowler, stop such talk. Max and Mary are going to be all right. Here, have some coffee and sandwiches.
Phyllis, I don't say that. It's just your crazy old father-in-law here. He thinks he's head man around here now.
Well, if I ain't, I don't know who is. Who went out and found Max and brought him back home half out of his mind?
Oh.
Who was told to take care of the Stratford Springs Corporation while Mary gets well?
Oh,
who's right. The one using his head around here? I'd like to know.
Now, don't break your arm there, Stratford. You get cramps trying to reach your back to pat it. You're not used to such hard labor.
Now, look here, Fowler. You ain't done your thing.
Oh, I haven't, have I?
Oh, stop it. Stop it, please. Some cream in your coffee, Daddy?
No, honey, I always take cream. It's sugar I don't like.
That's right. It's Mr. Fowler who doesn't take cream but two lumps of sugar, right?
That's it, Phyllis. Your old father-in-law here can't remember anything anyway.
Oh, please, Mr. Fowler, let's not argue anymore. We all have so much work to do to help Mary and Matt.
That's what I say. Now, I suggest that I go see Dr.
I suggest that you stay here and mind your own business, John Fowler.
All right, then. Who's going to find out about this poison business?
That's none of your concern. Max will take care of that.
But is Max able? That's the point.
Yes, Daddy. How was Max when you saw him this afternoon?
Well, honey, I seen him right after he talked to Dr. Benson. All he'd say was poison. He wouldn't say how, and he wouldn't say when it happened. I said, Max, now look here, Max. See, this is something he's checking up on, and I'll do this little job while you're looking after Mary.
Oh, so that's why you don't want me to go to Dr. Benson. Now I understand it, sir.
No, they neither. Because Max said himself, you let me look after this, Daddy. You just take care of the bottling works and see that nobody snoops around or disturbs anything.
Well, that's strange. Do you suppose Max has any idea of what caused the poisoning?
No, I honestly don't. Max don't act one way or the other. He just don't say much at all.
Maybe he knows something and he's keeping his mouth shut.
He don't know a thing. Max like he's troubled about something and he wants to be left alone, you think.
Well, do you think it's all right to leave him alone, Daddy?
Oh, I don't know.
After him running to the river the other day?
Yes, and with Mary still unconscious.
Well, I think the worst is over for Max.
Oh, you think nothing, Stratford. We've got to be sure.
Well, I can't watch him like a hawk.
Why not?
He won't let me. Ain't that reason enough?
Well, did Dr. Benson say we ought to watch Max?
No, I seen him after I talked to Max, and he says he thinks Max has a hold on him.
Well, then why didn't you say so? Instead of keeping us in suspense like this, thinking any moment Max was going crazy because of this poison.
I didn't say that, Fowler. I said I think Max is trying to figure this thing out.
I don't think either of you is right.
Oh, so Miss Prissy knows more about it than we do.
Well, what's your idea, Phyllis?
Well, Max is too upset by Mary's illness to think. He wouldn't be trying to figure out anything so long as Mary is as she is. Well, it just doesn't make sense.
No, doesn't it? If my wife was alive right now and lying at the point of death and something like that, I'd be trying to figure out what caused it.
Maybe you would, Stratford. You always do things contrary to everybody else.
Oh, anymore. I wish you two would stop quarreling, especially at a time like this.
Yeah, if you ask me, I don't feel any too good about me.
Now, don't try to discourage us, Stratford. It's bad enough as it is. Now, I think she's going to get well.
Yeah, but your way, Father. I hope you're right. Oh, what about the twins, Felicity? Are you seeing them today?
Yes, I was over this morning. Oh, Daddy, they break my heart the way they call for Mary. And Max is so strange, they don't understand him.
Poor little Huntsies. If they knew how bad off their mother was.
Yes. We have to do something for them, too. I've been thinking, maybe we ought to go to Chicago and get one of those specialists.
Don't you think Dr. Benson's good enough?
Hey, are you trying to cast aspersions on the doctor?
No, of course I'm not. Don't I know Dr. Benson's one of the best doctors in this part of the country? But even those big doctors in Chicago call in other doctors to get their advice at times.
Well, that's true. Mrs. Brown said they did that to her when she went to that big hospital, or what was the name of it in Chicago?
Maybe we ought to suggest it to Doc. I could go to Chicago and get a specialist.
Yeah, the idea is all right, but you're not the man to go to Chicago.
And I'd like to know why.
You don't know anything about specialists. Mm. You'd bring back a horse doctor.
Well, I wouldn't either. You're just trying to find an excuse to go, Spratly.
Now, listen here, you old fogey. I ain't been to Chicago since the fair in 93, and I've seen enough then to last me a lifetime.
You? I bet you didn't even see Little Egypt do the hoochie-coochie at the Chicago fair in 93.
Hey, I didn't. Well, listen, I didn't miss anything at that fair. Now, get that.
Well, if you're as young as you say you are, you were too young then to remember anything.
Yeah, that's all you know about it. I'll admit I'm not as old as you, Grandpa Fowler, but I did get around when I was a boy.
You're bragging again.
Oh, will you two stop it? I'm absolutely ashamed of both of you. Daddy, if Danny could hear you say those things, and with poor Mary practically on her deathbed, why, and you two sit here arguing about some silly thing you did do or something you didn't do in your childhood.
Yeah, it wasn't my childhood, Billy. Besides, John Fowler started us off on his argument.
Shut up, Alfred. Phyllis is right. Let's get back to our conversation. What are we going to do about a specialist for Mary?
Oh, yes. Well, I still say, Fowler, if we let you go to Chicago to bring back a specialist, you'll come back with a horse.
I can't talk to you, Alfred. You're just crazy, that's all. I still think you're trying to find an excuse to go yourself.
Oh, will you stop,
Daddy? I'm ashamed of you.
Well, soon I won't be speaking to him, that's all. Now, listen here. I want Mary to have the very best kind of a doctor we can get. And she's got it in Doc Benson. Well, now, maybe Doc Benson's got to have some help. Maybe we ought to ask him if he knows a doctor in Chicago we can bring back.
Well, maybe Dr. Benson will feel hurt if we suggest that to him. Now, I think maybe it would be better if we just had this specialist
come
in.
It's what specialist?
The one I'm going in to get in Chicago. If we just had him come to Sanders casual-like, Doc Benson wouldn't feel hurt.
Well, that won't work, then. That's a silly idea. A specialist come to this town casual life, they listen. Are you losing your mind, Paula?
Oh, there must be some other way to do it. Let's find out. Maybe that's Max. We'll ask him.
Well, wait, now wait until he comes in first.
I'll go see. Oh, look who's here.
Hello, give me a kiss. Oh, glad to see Papa.
Oh, Danny, I'm so glad you're home. I just couldn't imagine. Come on in the living room.
Look, why, it's Danny.
Well, Danny.
Hello, you.
Finally came home.
Yes. Hello. I finally came home. I like that. I finally came home. If you only knew what I've been saving up to tell you two, then I'm glad you're here to hear it. And Max Tilly, that great, big, wonderful man, where's he? I want to tell him, too, all of you. Plenty I want to tell you about how you let me down in Chicago.
But, Danny, you don't...
Now, you just keep out of it, Phyllis. What's the matter? Why didn't you send that order like I telegraphed? Don't you know you've lost the biggest chance you ever have to put Stratford Springs water on the market? Well, why don't you say something?
Danny, just a minute.
Now, you listen to me. I've listened to everybody around here before. I go to Chicago, and I sell the biggest order you'd ever want, and I can't even get an answer from you.
Oh, Daddy, didn't you telegraph Danny?
Of course he didn't know. That's what I want to know. What's wrong with this outfit? If I can't depend on you, if you're just a bunch of hicks running a hick business,
but
then...
Danny, you see, it's...
And I did think you were a businessman, Fowler, until this happened. Yes, until I got to Chicago and saw some real businessmen. I never saw such a way to run a business. Not even the courtesy of a reply to your salesman to say whether you'd all died, folded up, or what. And here I thought when we elected Mary president, well, I thought we could depend upon her at least.
Danny, you've got to listen. Mary's in the hospital.
What?
You're deaf, Danny.
Oh, no. No, I can't believe it.
It's true, Danny. And Max is almost out of his mind with grief.
But I don't understand.
Only last week.
Well, no, son. It happened only last week. Mary fell stricken at the dedication ceremony to the Boston Hope.
That's why you didn't get the order, Danny. They think she was poisoned. And the water had to be held up.
Oh, Mary. Oh, now it makes sense. Well, why didn't you say so? I didn't know.
We know, Danny. That's what we were trying to tell you.
Gosh, see, that's terrible. Oh, well, see, we got to do something for Mary.
Son, we're doing everything. Stop Benson is...
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Stand here.
Hello. Hello? Yes, this is the Stratford resident. Yes, just a minute. For you, Phyllis.
Oh. Hello? Oh, Nurse Miller. What is it? What? Oh, yes. Yes, right away. Yes, I'll come. Goodbye. It's from Dr. Benson. He wants me to come over quickly. It's nice.
Well, now what's up? That telephone call from Dr. Benson at the hospital was urgent. And we hope it's not what we fear it might be. If it is a crisis in Mary's illness, we can only hope and pray that the worst is over, and that when we return to our program tomorrow, we shall have real encouraging news to report. Be sure to listen to the next episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.